unless, of course, there's some big political maneuverings, and that is always possible, but that will only ameliorate things for a short amount of time. Questions, comments?
Well, here's a quick little story that was in the news. It didn't make the American news, at least not very highly publicized, but in India it's all over the news, that George Bush announced that the reason that the food prices are going up in the world is because of India and China, because they've got a growing middle class who are making more money, and so they want to eat better, and so they're driving the price of food up. And India people think, they had people on talk shows, you know, I saw this on the internet, they were going, who is this arrogant imperialist accusing us of driving up the world food prices? And I just thought it was interesting that, you know, they're in India, they're all, it's a hype, and they're putting it all over the news in America. They're like, oh, don't tell anybody he said that.
Because yes. They're eating more meat, is what they're saying, too. That,
well, according to him, they demand better nutrition. So that's driving up the price of food around the world.
And plus many things, many world economies are tied to the U.S. dollar. And if your economy is tied to the U.S. dollar and the dollar is tanking in value, that is going to drive the cost of everything way up. Do you understand? That means if your local economy is tied to the dollar and the dollar is falling, you have to produce twice as much to get the same amount.
Mm-hmm.
So there's many, many factors that are leading to this. And yet, there's no shortage of food in the world. There's no shortage of energy. It's just the distribution and the karmic lessons that people have to live out. There is, we were speaking earlier about the food riots in Africa. Right now there is a tremendous amount of betrayal in the continent of Africa, meaning that the people who get put into positions of power literally are selling their own people out again and again. And some of this comes from, of course, blackmail. It's been the global elite signature for quite some time now to compromise any and everyone that is anyone. And let's say that DC Madam, that was part of her role and her services to get people to in compromised positions. Let's say the DC Madam was multiple, meaning that she was not aware of all the things that she was doing and all the assignments that she had. She had spent time in prison and, let's say, was re-educated, as the term goes. And she was used for that capacity to set people up, to get people in bookings and set them up so that they could be compromised. And once, of course, you are compromised, then you can be forced quite easily to do just about anything. And this travesty is occurring now in Africa. And the leaders are literally selling out their people. And there is betrayal, tremendous betrayal, around the people who are experiencing starvation and the lack of food. And then recently you had the cyclone that hit Myanmar, yes,
uh-huh.
Or the old Burma,
yeah.
Quite a segregated dictatorship, a country that will not even let any aid groups in, although they are well aware that once you let the aid groups in, the aid groups don't leave, and the aid groups bring all sorts of technology with them. And many of the so-called aid groups are not aid groups at all, but they are covert forces designed to come in disguise as aid groups. So the leaders there are quite right about their paranoia about letting others in, and yet they too betray their people by denying them assistance. Questions, comments?
This is Alan. I noticed that they made a big deal in the newspaper about saying that part of the reason that they did that was because they consult astrologers.